Holmes & Hops is proudly supported by Platt Insurance, your local independent insurance agency offering auto, home, life, business, and farm insurance. They also have a team of specialists that help you with insuring your brewery or winery. Platt Insurance, helping you protect your tomorrow. For more information or a quote, please call them at 330-856-6244 or visit them on the web at plattinsurance.com. Hi, everyone. Lisa Resnick here with Larry at Biker Brew House. What's up, Larry?
Well, we're bottling a lot. That's what's up.
You are. You're actually bottling right now one of my favorite beers, and that's Blue Balls.
Yes. We bottled that one yesterday.
Which I almost feel like that's our current state of affair.
Yeah.
Right? So everything you guys are bottling, you just had an awesome weekend event in which you collaborated with a company that, or it's a food truck that makes wings, right? Is that their specialty?
Yeah, Sephora's Catering out of Girard.
That's awesome. So how'd you discover them?
He used to work for another restaurant in the area, and I know him through a friend of mine as well. So it worked out good for us.
You know, it would be awesome is if the food trucks combined and had beer on their food truck at the same time and went through neighborhoods like the ice cream truck.
Yes, it would.
Wouldn't that be?
We just have to get liquor control on board.
I mean, shouldn't that rule be suspended too?
I wish it would.
So you guys, I mean, how much have you guys upped your bottling?
We went from, I would say, 70% overnight. Really, I mean, the first 2 weeks of the shutdown, which was after March 15th,
yep.
we went and bottled 100 cases of beer. We're up to right now about 250 cases of beer that we've gone through.
Holy cow!
Just in selling and with this past weekend's event with the growler fills, I mean, it's just gone through the roof. Which I think that's going to be the new face of our industry, right? Because we all don't know where we're going to be when this opens back up.
This is true. And if anything, when it does open back up, I hope it's just a combination. I hope that you guys are able to maintain the bottling that you're doing at the same time as opening the door so we can come and hang out again and try the beer there, little tasters, and look at the awesome motorcycles at the same time.
Yes, that's what people are doing now. I mean, if somebody has a question on what flavor of beer, because everything we have on the tap wall, we literally have in bottles. So if they want to taste, we can give them a little ounce taster. They could taste it. They're buying the beer. We also offer a pick six program where you can take any one of the flavors and build your own six pack.
No way. Do you still have the jalapeno, the habanero beer?
Yes, habanero beer. We do.
Yes.
We just bottled more of that yesterday.
That's awesome. That's another one of my favorites. Yeah. And I don't even mind if the batch is a little bit spicier. I love that.
Yeah. Well, we bottled yesterday and as anybody that works with food, you know, working with real peppers is always a crapshoot, if you will, as to was that pepper hot enough? Was it not hot? This one's way too hot. So yesterday's batch had a little bit more sting than the batch before, which is okay. That just makes everybody love
it. It's perfect. I love the heat. So I'm all about the beer, and which honestly, I would have never have thought the combination of the two together, but yet it's like perfect. It's absolutely perfect. So besides the bottling and you guys are collaborating, what are the times and everything like that, that we should be able to pop in and grab a six pack, or how does that system all work?
Okay. So, you know, with everything new, it's, we cut our staff way back. We just have production staff on. All the bartenders are pretty much furloughed right now. So our hours are limited. Thursday, Friday, 4 to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 2 to 4. Those are set in stone. We will always be open in those hours.
Okay.
But typically, I did not turn off the phone system. So Tuesday through Sunday, you can call. And it goes, I have everything sent to my cell phone now. If I'm in the area and I can meet you real quick, then I will. Or, you know, typically Tuesday, Wednesday, we're here either bottling or we might be brewing a batch. I mean, we just brewed a double batch of Hopster last week. So we are still brewing because we're going through the beer.
That's awesome. That's good to hear because I know that the craft beer industry, as much as we're all becoming and drinking much more or more often and a lot more of whatever we're drinking, I heard that craft beer, actually, we need to make sure that we're still out there supporting because you guys are such a limited brand of what you have that you're not like tequila, whatever, what's a tequila brand? I don't even know, or Absolut Vodka, whatever it may be, where you're easily able to find those at various stores.
Right.
So are you guys just selling at your brewery?
Yeah, we're selling at our brewery and we're doing some limited distribution right now because, you know, 60% of our sales leading up to this were distribution and it is now switched. A good supporter is a Casual Pint over in Boardman. Justin moves a lot of product. He's really impressed with the packaging product now from all of us local breweries to where he hopes that this stays, just like you said a little bit earlier. Hope that this packaging stays because it is easy to just grab some and go. We just signed up to where we can ship from state line to state line. So you can order direct from us. So if you live in Cincinnati, you live in Columbus, you can actually order beer from us and we can ship it UPS.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
So if I was very lazy and didn't want to leave my house to even drive the 10 minutes to Biker Brew House, would I be able to have it shipped to me?
You could, yes, you could. I don't know what the fee is yet. We're working those details out. But yeah, you could, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, when people want their beer, they want their beer.
That's right.
So besides everything with Biker Brew House, which you guys are awesome and still pushing forward, which is really good to hear, especially for us that enjoy drinking your beer. How's everything else going?
It's good. It's good. You know, in January, I started a home remodel project. So that is consuming my life now as well. So it's kind of gave me a little bit of break to get back into the construction field a little bit. But, you know, it's getting my fix for what I used to be.
So speaking of which, what do you think about right now when it comes to new construction? I know that things have been a bit crazy depending on price points. So the rates are good. I mean, obviously there's variables that come into play when it comes to whatever rate you get. But a house could potentially, depending on what its price is, get a ridiculous amount of offers. What do you think about right now when it comes to new construction? I mean, being with your field and background and everything like that.
As far as
would you like me to find some land for you?
I'm telling you know, it is right now what I would consider a seller's market.
It definitely is.
Yeah. In our own development, when a house goes up for sale, it's literally on the market 4 days and it's gone. They can't even have one open house and they have to cancel it. I don't know as far as construction prices where they're at. I've been so far out of it. What little I am buying now, you can see that they're way higher than it was when I left the industry.
True.
I know a couple of my buddies that are still into it real heavy and they are going gangbusters and they have so much work, but it's the upper end housing, right? It's that over half million and up that's really kicking it right now.
That's awesome. That's really good to hear. And then what are you remodeling in your own home?
Well, I call it a kitchen remodel, but it's not a kitchen remodel. We took out the, I'm not big on living rooms and family rooms, having two of those in the house. You know, living rooms reminded me of going to grandma's house. Yep. And you're not allowed to sit on the furniture because it's covered in plastic. And that's, you know, that's the old.
Yes. Yes.
So our house that we bought had a living room, family room. So our dining room furniture was oversized. So we turned the living room into a dining room. So the existing dining room was just a room that was starting to collect junk. We had the laundry room down in the basement. So it's a two-story home. So that's very difficult to do. So I brought the laundry room upstairs, took the existing dining room that was there, split it in half, put the laundry room, and extended the kitchen 4 feet.
Nice. And yeah, that is a bit more than a kitchen remodel.
It is. It is. So right now we're into installing the kitchen cabinets. Currently I am. So
I love how you like redefined what the space should be for you. Like I always like when people comment about different layouts and space like that, oh, the dining room's here, and they have a tendency to go traditional. And I'm like, no, you make what you want out of the space. If you want to put a pool table in your living room and make that a game room, then do it. At least you're using the space instead of, like you said, it being the room that nobody's allowed to sit on any of the furniture or go into.
Correct.
It's just, correct. It's amazing. So, but yes. you're busy with that, and then you're busy brewing some beer and bottling beer.
Yes.
What are you looking forward to the most when we start having more of a semblance of normalcy?
I'm looking for the conversations, you know, and the people, seeing all the friendly faces again and holding conversations with them, and because I love to talk, and where conversations go, they go, you know. That's what I miss the most. When I see my regulars come in here, you could just see the frustration on their face that they can't belly up to the bar and have a beer. Because let's face it, at the end of production day, we still have a beer at the end of the day.
Oh, heck yeah. Right.
So if they happen to come in, it's like, why can't I have one?
Sorry. I know. No, but it is. It's like even, I don't know about you, but I've gotten to a point that if I see someone that is, of course, 6 feet away from my car, or whatever it may be, but it's an actual physical human being in front of me, that already heightens my levels of happiness. Like, as I'm just so excited to actually see someone right there.
Yeah. We see them quite a bit because, you know, Thursdays and Fridays, I see a lot of customers when they come in, and it's only for a brief moment.
But doesn't that help it out just a bit,
whole
social distance? I wonder, especially because you have this awesome outdoor space outside of the brewery. Well, actually, it's included as part of the brewery. But wondering if maybe at some point in time, and hoping at some point in time in the summer, maybe with the outdoor space, maybe limited people or whatever it may be, we'll have an opportunity to hang out for a little bit.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed and toes.
Yeah.
Prayers to one or several gods. It doesn't matter.
Right. We're hoping to find out today, right? If the governor is going to allow us to open up to a certain capacity. And I'm hoping that outdoor patios will be a little less lenient because there is more room to spread out than is outdoor.
Which is nice.
Yeah. And we were going to put more attention on the outdoor patio this year and kind of dress it up. You know, as you well know, we installed that big, ugly cooler last year and we were okay with that, you know, and now it's ugly. But with this shutdown, it's like, okay, is it going to get covered this year? We don't know, you know. So it's like, you know, we really wanted to put in an outdoor bar with limited, you know, maybe two or three different styles of beer served out there versus what the full lineup we have inside. But that, who knows where that's going to go now. If we can get opened up at the beginning of June, we have, you know, plenty of interest, then maybe we might go ahead and do the construction on that.
That would be awesome. And then even like you'd be able to fill up growlers and everything up from there too, right?
Correct.
That would work out really well. And when you have bands there, is that where they play? Is outside?
Depends on the band. If we have a single act or a duo, we can put them inside. If it's summer months, yes, we do. We like to put the stage up out in the grass across the parking lot, kind of open up our area a little bit and have them play the music so it's not like right on top of you, but it's still an outdoor atmosphere.
That's awesome. And which, by the way, Biker Brew Houses are also part of the Homes and Hops virtual now 5K run walk to help raise money for Oh Wow Museum, which have been absolutely awesome in trying to figure out ways to still educate, create, and inspire our children and adults. It depends. I mean, you could have fun with this stuff too, but, sure. But I can't wait until next year, which hopefully you guys will still be participating and we actually have the event at Biker Brew House.
Yes, we will definitely participate. There is no doubt. We can't wait to hold events. We had so many events lined up. This weekend was going to be our huge event here at Bike Town, which was going to be Rally at Route 80, big motorcycle rally. So we were anticipating production for that because, you know, of course, we're the brewery here. So bikers love to drink beer. And next weekend was the tattoo show at the Metroplex, and all that has been put on the back burner. And, of course, we know 2 weeks ago was Big Tap In, the yep. big pen brew, you know, so that was a little disheartening.
So the Big Tap In, though, I thought I saw an update on Facebook that that's actually being pushed out.
Yeah, it was being pushed out to August.
Okay. All right, perfect. Yeah. So fingers crossed that'll happen in August because the Big Tap In is a lot of fun.
It is great fun. The only concern that I have in moving forward with this, and it goes to some of the legality sides, is insurance companies going to offer liability insurance at an affordable rate to these event holders because of the potential spread of this virus? That's my only concern. Are insurance carriers going to even entertain the thought of covering something like that?
I never even thought of that. That's true. They could be. That would be a higher risk, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And I mean, of course, they'd probably do it for a price, right? But what is that price? At the end of the day, if you price it out of the window, you know, you just can't pay an unlimited amount.
Do you think you'd be able to have people sign a waiver?
I don't know.
Just anybody.
Can you imagine how many of those people would have to sign a waiver? You've been a Big Tap In.
I would sign the waiver.
Oh, I would sign the waiver in a heartbeat.
I'd be like, what do you want me to sign? I'll sign for every little incident that could happen to me.
right. Yeah, I was just talking with some guys this morning and they said, you know, this has turned all of us into alcoholics. And I said, are you kidding me? We were already alcoholics. We're in the beer banking business.
Yeah, there's this meme on Facebook that shows this, I don't even know who it is, some actor. And it says, find out your alcoholic name. Put your first name first and your last name next, and that's your alcoholic name.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. That's my name.
I know. I thought that one was good.
Yeah, no doubt.
So any other new brews that you guys are thinking about when we eventually get warmer weather?
We are actually, we just threw it out there. We have our lager, our first lager that we did. It's called Crossroads. We just bottled some of that yesterday. So it's down there for retail. We don't have it on the tap wall yet. So as soon as we get it on the tap wall, of course, we'll do an announcement on Facebook. We have a dank IPA coming out, which we're hoping if we can get a tank cleared out next week that we're going to brew.
Wait a sec. What's a dank IPA? What does that mean?
It's going to be really, really strong IPA as far as hoppiness, presence, and So it's going to be on the lines of maybe a beer that's dedicated to this pandemic. And it was born, you know, with us having the time to sit down and think of stuff.
Oh, that's kind of cool. So definitely something for everyone to enjoy their hop at home.
Correct. Yes. So, and we have t-shirts coming out with our new logo that we have with the, you know, with that growler release we had this past weekend, which those growlers went so fast. We have more coming in, and we also have t-shirts that are in development right now for that as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So if I wanted to grab my six pack of Blue Balls and the habanero and then, any t-shirts, do you have any available at this time, or can I pre-order or anything like that?
You can pre-order anything.
Okay.
We have very limited because some of the shops did shut down. So where I was getting shirts, so we have new suppliers that we're going to be working with. We're going to be working with Dan over at Rack Creative.
Who awesome is awesome.
Guy. Yeah.
Awesome.
Awesome guy. So we just finalized some stuff with him yesterday. So we're going to put him into motion, and then Afterburner FX does all our mask, which are for sale. You know, I mean, we don't know how long this is going to last. Anybody wants a mask, by all means, you know, wear it.
Yeah, who knows? Even when everything's released, I'm sure there's going to be a mix of people who will continue on wearing masks versus those that won't. So I definitely think that I definitely think masks are going to be the new accessory.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is great, because I think about how many masks I would need to match all my different clothes. So
leave it to a woman to think that way.
Oh, heck yeah. It's like, what do I feel that day?
Sure. What color shoes am I wearing? Oh, I can't go with that mask.
No, it's got to match.
Right. A guy, give me that one, throw it on.
I know. This is true.
Yep.
Well, thank you very, very much. I cannot wait to drink with you again in person.
For sure.
And have you at the Homes and Hops podcast studio drinking some beer.
I can't wait to come.
I know. It'll be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hopefully soon.
Yes.
We can sit a safe distance, 6 feet apart from each other in the studio. So
we could, and the microphone will go right through the mask, so we can talk.
Exactly, it'll be good. All right, thank you so much, Larry.
You're welcome.
All right, talk to you soon.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.